Obviously a tough day. Can you just talk about what your reaction was when you heard it and kind of when did you hear about it?
Heard about it, you know, same time everybody else did. And, you know, basically my reaction was the way everybody else reacted. You know, it's a big loss, but, you know, we're going to have to keep it moving.
You know, obviously no player is irreplaceable. When you look at kind of what he's done for this team, if there's something close to it, is he, you know, not irreplaceable, but a huge part of what this defense does?
I mean, he's definitely a guy that we're going to miss. You know, you can't replace him, you know, with one person. You know, whether I come out and get 20 sacks, it's not going to matter because my 20 sacks will be even more with him. So, you know, you're never going to replace a guy that you lose, you know. And we're just going to try to, you know, play team defense and, you know, guys are going to step up. And that's just how we're going to have to go about things. We're going to have to keep working and keep it trucking.
Well, Robert, the one thing you knew with Elvis on one side, he was going to get double teamed a lot. And that was going to be beneficial to guys like you. Now what?
I mean, we're still going to keep it trucking. You know, this, it's not the end of the year. It's not the end of the world. You know, it's a big loss. And, you know, Elvis won't want us to bow our heads and, you know, think it's the end of the world. So that's what we're going to do. We're going to keep it moving. We're going to keep working. And we're going to try to win.
When you look at this camp, I mean, obviously injuries happen. But, you know, with some of the folks that have gotten hurt, Noshon and Carell and Ryan Clady's out of this, I mean, you've had a lot of really key players. Are you guys scratching your heads kind of a little bit, wondering what's going on injury-wise with this team?
It's football, you know. Injury's gonna happen, you know, and we're gonna go through adversity and we just got to, you know, keep doing what we do, keep working, keep competing, and that's all we can do. We can't worry about, you know, what happens on the field, you know, what happens is, that's just it, you know, it's football and we're gonna keep moving and when those guys come back, you know, it'll help the team.
In the context of how your rookie campaign went, just specifically, how does this present an opportunity for you and what do you expect of yourself in this season?
I don't think it presents an opportunity for me at all. You know, I approached it, you know, the same way whether Elvis is going to be here or not, and I don't see it as an opportunity. I see it as a loss, and you know, but I have my goals and we have our team goals and we're going to keep trucking toes and, you know, with or without Elvis, and that's what Elvis would want for me to say and that's how he would want me to approach it.
A lot of the players we've talked to, the veterans who have been here that know Elvis throughout his career, really were emotionally kind of hit by this. I mean, you obviously, he was a mentor to you last year. I mean, on an emotional level, not just the football side, I mean, how do you feel about Elvis going down? I mean, is it tough for you to see this happen to him?
Yeah, it's very tough for me. You know, he's a guy that I look towards, you know, look to for a lot of advice and a lot of information. But, you know, this, you know, Elvis is hurt, and that's the one first thing he said to me. You know, he's like, I'm going to be hurt, but if I ever need him, he's going to be here for us. And, you know, I know if I need something, if I need him to help me with anything, he's going to be there. And I can always go to him asking for advice. And a lot of the guys that I'm going to play against, he's already played against and has success against them. So he's always going to be there to help us. So, you know, from the mental aspect, he'll be there for me. But, you know, it just hurts not to have him on the other side and to help us. But, like I said, we got to keep the show going.
Is there an expectation that they'll just rely on you guys or that they might bring in other people?
Oh, I don't know. You know, that's up to the guys up top. And, you know, I'm just going to try to play my part and work with the guys that we have here. And, you know, whoever they bring in, I'm pretty sure they'll help. And we're just going to keep it moving.